You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
At 4 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock, it is the Gym Class coming away here in KGYM. Great to have you with us today as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour on this midweek Wednesday. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes from his home on the southwest side will be joining me coming up in a moment. Ben on the other side of the glass enjoying the Christmas lights that are illuminating his area over there today. Look good, Ben. Nice job getting those things taken care of. Love to have you interact with us on the text line at 319-366-1600. That is our phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the phone and dial us up, 319-366-1600. And thanks for listening on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and your smart speaker. Mark Ironside will join us coming up in 10 minutes, and we will talk about the trip down to Florida for the Iowa wrestling team. Look ahead to the Midlands next week as well, and lots of things to digest as far as the three-match experience down in Florida, including the 19-15 win, Iowa over NC State. Also, Chris Liss of rotowire.com joins us. If you have a fantasy football question for Chris, get it ready to go. You can even send it to us early on the text line at 319-366-1600. Chris's appearance is brought to you by Imon Communications, the official sponsor of all things fantasy sports right here on KGYM. I would imagine there are a lot of questions out there dealing with the National Football League, with everything going on right now as we get into the second week, for the most part anyway, first week in some leagues as far as the fantasy football playoffs are concerned. Again, 319-366-1600 as we dive into a Wednesday edition of the program as Mark Dukes joins me from the sunny southwest side here on this Wednesday. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. And I believe Ben needs to share his handiwork on social media.
Oh, Ben, there you go.
For those of us that are not in the studio, yeah.
You have been requested. Have somebody take a pic of you in there or a selfie, whatever you choose to do. Put it out there at the various platforms for KGYM. Looks good. Looks good out there. I give it a thumbs up. In fact, I have a strand of lights out at home suddenly last night that I should ask Ben if he wants to stop by and get those up and running again, because apparently he's the fix-it guy as far as... No, he's shaking his head. No. All right. Sorry. only fixes his own lights. I don't blame you. I don't blame you. Where's your Christmas spirit? Come on. Got a good show coming up for you today. Let's start off with, of course, we're on the air yesterday when the Iowa women fell to IUPUI, and then later on at Carver Hawkeye Arena, it was the Iowa men's basketball team in action, and they fared much better, defeating Southeastern Louisiana by a score of 93-62, and in a game that got contentious a couple of times. In fact, we had a flagrant two in the game, which you don't see very often. For whatever it's worth, there was a little bit more smoke than fire, I think, as far as the situation was concerned. But at any rate, a double-double for reigning Big Ten Player of the Week, Keegan Murray. And Iowa really not tested too much last night by Southeastern Louisiana.
Yeah, about what you'd expect, 93-61. And I would imagine if you're on the road for 8 straight games, you're going to be a little testy after a while, too, like Southeastern Louisiana. And it resulted in an ejection, I believe, by one of his guards. But, yeah, about what you would expect. Keegan Murray had a very nice game. Patrick McCaffrey coming on, 16 points. Bohannon with 13. Peyton Sanford.
Yeah.
And off the bench. But apparently Iowa's going to lose Josh Ogundele for a bit of a time in less than a minute. He suffered an injury, and it sounds like he may be out for a while. Now, he's not contributing significantly right now, except for one game. It will apparently impact the depth for a little while.
That is, to me, the biggest mystery of this entire basketball season is Josh Ogundele, because he came in against Purdue and looked absolutely like a player we had not seen before as far as Iowa basketball and his time in the Iowa basketball program is concerned. Even earlier this year in his sparingly low amount of minutes, he would come in and he just did not look like he was into the flow, whatever the case may be. All of a sudden in the game at West Lafayette, he looked like a guy that could help the Iowa basketball program. We haven't really seen him much since then. Did not see him more than 1 minute against Kofi Coburn in Illinois in the next game. And now, as you mentioned, probably going to be out for a while anyway. So it's the magical mystery tour of Josh Ogundele.
Yeah, that Purdue game was, I said, who is that? Because he played so well, but obviously not. He's fallen out of favor in terms of the rotation. And Brandon McCaffrey's already playing, what, 10 players? Something like that, depending on the particular game. But he is going to be out a little while. And now, you know, we'll see what happens with this Iowa basketball team. It rebounded better in this game after a couple games that it got torn up on the boards. Now Iowa, against lesser competition, has put together a couple good rebounding games and a pretty good overall games.
Yeah. 319-366-1600 if you would like to comment out there. That's 319-366-1600. This just coming down on Twitter. And Cody Goodwin does a great job covering wrestling for the Des Moines Register, also tweeting this out as well. We'll talk about this with Mark, but as of just moments ago, the Midlands Championships are off, Mark. They are canceled out of an abundance of caution for the health and safety of all tournament participants. So we will not talk about Iowa wrestling getting ready for the Midlands coming up next week, in the next segment. For next week. So there you go.
Where have we heard that before? Out of abundance of caution. And it's too bad. I think Iowa is going to send a lot of wrestlers to that particular event. But yeah, too bad.
It is too bad. And now a little bit of time off. Time off for the Iowa State men's basketball team as well. As, the Cyclones with a big win over Chicago State last night. Kind of got bored the way it sounded at times during that game a little bit, which you can understand. Next time out, though, will not be boring. It'll be January 1st, taking on number one rated Baylor. I assume Baylor will be number one. I can't see them losing a game until then, but that'll be the Big 12 opener at Hilton Coliseum on January the 1st on that Saturday afternoon, and that should be a very, very good one. I do not like the idea of Iowa State having 9 days off. I just don't. I would have loved to have seen Iowa State put a game on that schedule 28th, 29th, right in there, like Iowa did, just to not have that big gap between the game against Chicago State and the game coming up against Baylor. And of course, who knew Iowa State was going to be 12-0 at this point, though? That's the big thing. But I would like to see Iowa State squeeze a game in there against somebody.
That's a long time to be idle, that's for sure. But then again, plenty of time to get ready for Baylor. And I don't know if you're going to have enough time to get ready for Baylor, but such as it is for Iowa State, now that's Chicago State team, I believe, has agreed to play Drake. Drake had a game canceled, I think, against St. Louis, was it? But I believe Chicago State is going to step in and play at Drake.
Yeah. Speaking of basketball, going on right now, a rare Wednesday afternoon game, but you and I and Liberty are going at it right now, and they're about halfway in the second half, and it is Liberty leading UNI 52-42. That one going on right now. Noah Carter, I know, had 11 at halftime to lead UNI as the Panthers look for a pretty decent non-con win. Liberty has been in the tournament several times over the last handful of years, so that would be a big win, but down 10 right now, and we'll keep you updated on that. I'm sure Mark will have an update on that coming up during his Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update, which will be coming up in just a little bit. 319-366-1600. We come your way on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. And got more, of course, before we get to a break here and get to Mark, Texas A&M out of, what was that, the Gator Bowl in Jacksonville against Wake Forest, that along with the Midlands also, the latest things to go by the wayside. So we'll see. We'll see what happens out there. Weather update, and we will have a short break. We'll come back. Mark Ironside will join us. We'll take a look back at Iowa, North Carolina State, and all of the events in Florida. And we'll do that when we return. You're listening to the Gym Class, this Wednesday edition, right here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast, and it is going to be a mostly sunny, chilly day today. Temperatures will be in the 30s, and we'll have a bit of a breeze this afternoon. Later on tonight, we'll have partly cloudy skies, and temperatures just drop down into the 20s. Tomorrow, we'll have plenty of sunshine. It will be warmer, getting into the 40s. For Christmas Eve, we're going to have more clouds around, but it is going to be mild with temperatures up around 50 degrees. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
Tried Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema? It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your boat. Yeah, roll your boat.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks PDE4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What? The specific way Eucrisa works is not well defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral Ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about Eucrisa.
Can I sing one more song?
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Adult League, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
Get in on the action with the world's largest sports book, right at your fingertips. Circa Sports Iowa is where the pros play. Enjoy the highest limits, lowest takeouts, and competitive betting menus. Download, fund, and bet from anywhere in Iowa. Circa Sports Iowa. Sports betting the way it should be. Download your new bookie today. Visit CircaSports.com. Must be over 21 and present in Iowa to bet. Have a gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
At American Family Insurance, we know it takes many moving parts to make your house a home, and we're here to protect them all. With our innovative and comprehensive coverage options, we can build you a straightforward policy that truly protects what matters most, so you can stay focused and dreaming towards what's next. Ready to get the coverage you deserve?
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Back with you on the Gym Class of 318 here on KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you as we're going to talk to Chris Liss of rotowire.com a little bit later on. Get your questions ready to go for Chris at 319-366-1600 as fantasy football playoffs underway, of course. We will talk with Chris coming up here in just a little bit. We'll get you an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update as well, coming up in a little bit. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. That is the phone line. And we bring in on said phone line Mark Ironside, who joins us each Wednesday in his appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance. Kurt located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. Happy holidays to Kurt out there. Good guy. Good guy indeed. Mark, don't know if you heard, but just moments ago, the word came down that next week's Midlands is off due to an abundance of caution. So you get the week off next week, so do the Hawkeyes.
Well, that is great news for me, who was contemplating whether I'm going to go try to do some deer hunting or go to the Midlands. So that just made that decision really easy.
Helped you out a little bit, right?
It did help me out. It really, really helped me out there. But that's a really bummer because that was kind of a segue into our talk for today. And not only that, it was something that is unfortunate for the Iowa wrestling program because based off of how we've been wrestling throughout the season so far and how we wrestled down the last couple of days down in the Rofkin Duels in Florida, we could use some more match time and a lot of matches in a short amount of time. And I think the Midlands was exactly what the Iowa wrestling program needed right now. And that's very unfortunate.
Do you, with that in mind, it's going to be 18 days between competitive matches for the Iowa wrestling team. You think that perhaps Tom and Terry might get on the horn and try to find somebody?
I think that they're going to find something. I think they really need to. I don't want to, you know, speak for them or put words in their mouths, but I think that's something that they're for sure going to probably look at doing, you know, whether that be the Southern Scuffle tournament that, you know, is a really good prestigious tournament, or maybe possibly something else, another dual meet, but they're going to fill that date with something. I mean, there's a date there that, and, you know, we need the time on the mat, so that's a long time to go between now and the next competition. Who do we even wrestle next after the Midlands? I don't even know.
I can tell you that right now. Minnesota.
Oh, that's a big meet, you know. That's a big match. You know, anytime we have the border brawl is what they call that, and there's a belt on the line, that's a big meet. But, you know, with Penn State coming up at the end of the month, we need a lot of time, mat time right now. And the other thing about the Midlands, too, is I think they were going to use that as kind of a measuring stick to try and, you know, figure out their lineup as well, too, at some different weights, with that being, you know, 197, 184, 174, 149. I think they were looking forward to getting these guys in the tournament and kind of have them battle it out a little bit and kind of see how things shake out. And that's what's a good thing about a midseason tournament like that and having the opportunity to wrestle, you know, five, six, seven matches in 2 days. And it's hard to replicate that, and you won't get another chance to do that until the Big Tens and the NCAA. So I think the Midlands is a great tournament for lots of different reasons. So it's a bummer to hear that they're not going to have that. And hopefully Coach Tom Brands, you know, can find an alternative. I don't know if it's going to be a tournament, but at least something where they get just more than just one match dual meet, you know.
I know you weren't there, Mark, but Iowa faced its most significant test in North Carolina State. 1915 winner Spencer Lee came back, wrestled three matches in 2 days, but a couple warts as well. What's going on at 57?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, he ended up, from what sounds like, he ended up, you know, getting caught in a headlock last night, or turned and then caught in a headlock. And I mean, I'm not making excuses for him any means, you know. I think it's more so mental than anything. He just, when he steps on the mat, he's got to be in the right frame of mind right now in Caleb Young. And right now, it's just not clicking for him when he steps on the mat. He's not in the right frame of mind. He's not in match mode to where all senses are going 100%, and, you know, he's getting out of position a little bit. He's not looking for the offense. And it's, you know, it's kind of been part of, you know, what Caleb's been about over the years. But I don't know. It's just hard. I just thought by now that, you know, he figured it out. He's a senior as well with a lot of these guys, and they just really, really need somehow, some way, and it's not just Caleb Young, you know, figuring out more ways to skin the cat or more ways to score points than just a couple of ways that they're really kind of just grinding and searching for. Because, you know, a perfect example was yesterday where, you know, they weigh in at 8 o'clock in the morning. They don't wrestle till 5 p.m. in the afternoon. I can tell you right now, North Carolina State sitting in their hotel rooms all day. They're reviewing matches and watching, you know, footage, and they're doing, you know, their job and scouting us. And if we only have one or two, you know, moves to bring to the table, it's pretty easy to scout us out. But if we're hitting shots from the left side, the right side, from a tie, from a non-tie, we're hitting them low, we're hitting them high, and they don't know what the hell to expect, I mean, that's hard to scout. I mean, that's really, really hard to scout. But when we're only looking for double unders to a pop double or just an underhook, or a sweep, or, you know, we're basically kind of one-dimensional, then that's pretty easy to scout and pretty easy to shut down from a defensive point of view. So I think up and down the lineup, it's something where I think the team just has to start opening up. And, I mean, you got to remember, these guys are Division I wrestlers. I mean, they were all had all kinds of accolades in high school. You know, I mean, even take a guy like Nelson Brands, who scored from all different positions and areas and had probably – 4 or 5 good solid go-to shots. They know how to hit these shots. They have them in their arsenal. But at the same time, you get to Division I wrestling, those openings aren't there as much. But at the same time, we need to start doing more to make those openings, you know, more prominent and make it happen. We can't just expect our opponents to just kind of, you know, give us something. Because, you know, it's like Tom Brand said it best last night, you know, in his presser, is that we have to earn it. And he said that on 2 or 3 different accounts. We have to earn it. You're not going to get a call from a referee. You have to earn that call. And just how you're not going to get just a free takedown, you know, from an opponent. You know, you're going to have to earn that takedown. And that's just not – we're not going out and doing enough to earn it. And right now as a team, we need to do more of that. We need to go out and we need to take the bull by the horns and put, you know – the reins in our own hands and, you know, create our own destiny. And we can't just wait for the guy to, like Jacob Warner did last night, and it worked out for him, and takes a shot from a long ways away, you know, at the end of the match when it's, you know, down to the wire, and then we end up scoring off of his bad shot. That's not going to happen all the time. And it can't be a false sense of success for Jacob Warner that, oh, yeah, I won that match. Yeah, you did, but it's not exactly how it needs to be done or it's going to happen the next time, you know. You live by a sword, you die by a sword.
True. Yeah, and boy, that was huge because that would have put Iowa into a situation where Cassiope needed to get something really big to pull out that meat. But Warner did get that, and I guess the good news, bad news, you're down 15-13 after 184, but then Warner and Cassiope came through and did secure wins to win the meat.
Yeah, I mean that's a pretty good bookend, you know, Jacob Warner and Cassiope. You know, Warner, he's one of those guys. You just when he steps on the mat, you really don't know if he's going to win or lose. You know, it's going to be close. It doesn't really matter who he's wrestling; he's always in the match. It's just a matter of you know, if he's going to have enough more points than the other guy at the end. And that's what's kind of nerve-wracking, but at the same time, you know he's always going to be at the end, in the match at the end, so if that makes sense. You know, but we just need to start widening the gaps. We need to start scoring more points. And same thing with Tony Cassiope, a heavyweight. You know, I think that when he got pinned a little bit, that might have stunned him a little bit, you know, maybe is you know, causing him to kind of be a little bit more subtle in his wrestling. He doesn't need to be. He still needs to go out there, and he needs to start – you know, trying to put a whole ton of points on the scoreboard and looking for the pins like he was, you know, when he won the world championships last summer and like he was last year. And, you know, he's had some close matches as of lately, which he's been wrestling some decent guys too. So not to take that away from him, but at the same time, I, again, up and down the lineup, I think that we could be widening that gap a lot more and making more use of every second on the clock.
Mark, maybe you don't know this. I don't know, but curious where we're at with Grandpa Kimmerer.
I don't know. From what I heard, he was going to go at the Midlands. And so now I don't know what's going to happen. I think it was pretty much by design. He wasn't going to wrestle until the Midlands. So it'll be kind of interesting to see what happens. Now they're not going to have a Midlands. I don't know that answer for you, Mark. I'm not trying to hide information. I just know that that's what I was told, and And now that not having the Midlands, I don't know what's going to happen there. So I assume you're going to see him wrestle soon, probably maybe next competition or the one after that or whatever. I just kind of depends on what they find and where it's at and all that good stuff.
True. Mark Ironside joining us here, 329 Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Our segment brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance. Spencer Lee, 3-0. He was not happy about his 8-0 win. I know that. But I guess all in all, good to see him out on the mat. And that's good for wrestling, good for Iowa wrestling in particular.
Yeah, it's really good for Iowa wrestling. I mean, I think that saved us for sure. It saved us in the Iowa, the North Carolina State dual meet last night. We send out Jesse Ibarra. He more than likely loses that match because, I mean, Spencer Lee wrestled that Jacob Camacho, who's ranked number 5 in the country, and the kid's good. The kid's really freaking good. And I know that there's some people that were kind of down on Spencer. He only scored a regular decision, but that's only his third match of the year. I mean, everybody kind of look at Spencer Lee as Superman, and he hasn't been on the mat that much this year, and that Camacho really did a good job scouting him. From the sounds of it, like I said, it wasn't there, but I listened to Steven, my partner, on the radio, and he was kind of staying away from him. He's playing the game, and it's hard to score a lot of points on someone like that. And but with Spencer Lee being in that dual meet last night, that's what allowed us to win that dual meet last night. He's not in that dual meet, we lose that dual meet, and that's how important Spencer Lee is to the Iowa wrestling program. And I mean, you're looking at North Carolina State. I mean, they're ranked 5th in the country. That's a darn good team, but that's not Penn State. That's not Michigan. But they did knock off Missouri, who was ranked 4th. I didn't think that they were going to beat Missouri, but they did. North Carolina State they got a freaking tough, tough team. And I don't think people really gave them enough credit going into this. And Iowa dodged some bullets, obviously at 141 as well too. We came out on top. That's big, but it gives us a lot to go back to the room and to continue to keep improving on. And I think that's what the team needs. You know, that's one thing that Tom mentioned about, in his talks too, is that at the beginning of the season, he let the guys know that these guys aren't just going to lay down for you. I mean, nobody's just going to roll over and lay down for you because you've got everybody back. And I think this is just another good wake-up call that, hey, good thing is we didn't lose, but hopefully we don't need to lose to realize that, and that we've been being pushed all year by every single team. Everybody's throwing everything they have against us. And that should be enough, and especially after that North Carolina State one, for these guys, some of these guys maybe wake up and realize that I need to start giving a lot more, whether it be in the practice room, whether it be nutrition, whether it be on the mat, or whether, all the above.
You and I was in Florida as well. I don't know how much you follow the Panthers, Mark, but really tough draw with Cornell and Penn State on the first day, and had some success, not a lot, but then came back and beat Hofstra. So they came back home with a bit of confidence, I think.
Yeah, I think that's good that they got down there. They got into those duels. There were some good matchups, what is that? 74-84, they're Kikitson for UNI versus Strachey of Penn State. That's a good match. I think it was a one-point match. I think that's, number one versus number three or four. So that was good that they got to see a team like Penn State. It was also, you guys got to remember, Brody Teske at 125 from Fort Dodge, four-time state champ, recruited right out of high school, went to Penn State, didn't really care for it there, transferred back home, ends up going to UNI, and then he has to wrestle Penn State right away out of the gate, and he wins a match there. So that's a big match for Brody Teske. So good for him for that. But I think it was great competition for UNI. Obviously, they didn't win a lot of matches, but they did win some good, hard-fought, tough matches against some good ranked opponents. But it's great for them to see kind of where they're at against the top-level competition in the country, because they don't get a chance to see that very often. So it was really good that they had an opportunity to participate in those duels down there and wrestle some great teams like Cornell and Penn State, obviously.
57-11 on the text line's got a great idea now that the Midlands are off. I'll paraphrase here. Iowa and UNI get together. Great opportunity. I just look at UNI's schedule. They are off after this through January the 9th. Let's bring it together, right? UNI and Iowa on the mat.
Hey, I would love nothing more than to see that happen. You don't have to, you know, talk to me about it. I've been saying that for years, but it just doesn't sound like it's in the talks, it's in the works, and it's never going to happen. And, you know, it's unfortunate to me. I really think that it should happen. I think it's great for the sport of wrestling in the state of Iowa. I don't really know what the issues are between, you know, the two schools, the two ADs, the two coaches. I don't know, you know, but at the end of the day, I really believe that they should be wrestling each other, that it would be good for the youth of the sport in the state of Iowa to see two programs in the state of Iowa wrestle each other like that. I know that when I, you know, was younger and I was wrestling and it would come down to the Carver Hawkeye Arena every chance that I got to watch a duel meet. I remember watching Iowa wrestle UNI on the Thursday night, you know, usually the first duel of the year. And I look forward to that every year. And it was just neat to see another program in the state of Iowa, you know, out there. But I think it would be good for UNI from a recruiting point of view to have Iowa on their schedule every year. I don't know if Iowa, the University of Iowa, really has a whole lot to gain from it. It's more so UNI has all the gain from it. But I think the riffraff was a while back when we went and wrestled UNI at, what's that called, the McLeod Center up there?
Correct.
Iowa didn't get, like, any tickets. Like, none. They didn't do us any favors. And I think that's kind of where it stems from. So, I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. I highly doubt that happens, though. I don't think if we're going to have a makeup meet or makeup duel for a date, I don't think you're going to see you and I on it.
That's a shame. That's a shame.
Last for me, Mark, and we talked to KJ Pilcher about this on Monday. Iowa State and Purdue got together in Humboldt, the hometown of Kevin Dresser and Tony Erzlin, and the thing sold out in an hour. And I think Iowa's done a little bit of that, maybe not a lot, but get your thoughts on whether there should be more of these type of events.
Well, you know, back in the day, as to make myself sound old, but when I was wrestling and Coach Gable was the coach, we did do a lot of that. We went to we wrestled at Gilbertville Don Bosco High School. We wrestled Michigan State there once. Every year, right around Thanksgiving, we would go to a small high school gymnasium somewhere and wrestle, you know, whether it was Buena Vista, South Dakota State, or we go out to Montana or South Dakota, you know, where Lincoln McRaver is from, Montana, Northern Montana. We went to a lot of different places to kind of help promote the sport and for some of the smaller colleges and to kind of get things going. It would be cool to see a little bit more of that for sure. But the problem is, and makes it hard, is because they just don't allow the dates as much as they used to. You don't get as many competitions outside of your normal Big Ten schedule because of, you know, there's so many teams in the Big Ten now. And you have to wrestle a certain amount of those, and you only get a certain amount of dates. And since there's more Big Ten teams now, there's 14 versus 12 before, or 11 even when I was there. You know, that's two or three more dates on your schedule. So it just doesn't account for a whole lot of, you know, opportunities to do something like that. And, you know, I'd like to see us go to California. I think it'd be cool to go to California if there's a team there that, you know, the collegiate team that we could actually wrestle against. You know, I mean, there used to be, you know, Bakersfield and Cal State and Fresno. Cal Poly's still there. But, you know, go to places like that to help promote the sport. But the other thing is when you go and do that, that's a lot of money, a lot of money to travel and to take the, you know, a whole program there and fly all the way there to, you know, wrestle kind of a smaller school for just a, you know, just to help promote the sport or something, a lot of money out of the University of Iowa budget to do so. And, you know, it would be nice if like in one of those schools paid for at least some of the travel, but if you're going there to help promote the sport and boost it, they probably don't have the money and the funds to do so. So there's a lot that goes on there behind the scenes, but it was really cool that Iowa State and Purdue, being, you know, both Erzlin and Dresser are from Humboldt, that they went up there and they did that in Humboldt. But the other thing is, you got to remember about that, and this isn't a knock on Iowa State, but if Purdue goes and wrestles Iowa State in Hilton Coliseum, they have maybe 1,000 people there. In Hilton Coliseum, which holds how many people? You know, you go into a gymnasium, you have 1,000 people there still, if not more, probably more. You probably sell more because they're both from Humboldt. So the whole town of Humboldt and all the surrounding towns are going, and the environment is way better. So it really works out for them to wrestle in a neutral setting like that and have a kind of a cool thing to do like what they did versus putting it in the Hilton Coliseum where, you know, they're dropping the curtains and making it look like there's more people there than there really are and everything else, you know. So it was good for them to do that, and I like to see it. And kudos to David Carr for winning a huge match against Coleman and pinning him there. So that was big for David Carr. That was a big match.
It was. It was, no doubt about that. Wartburg, that's another suggestion. So
yeah.
That's not going to happen either.
You know, if you did that, though, you know, get a triangular, you know, wrestle Wartburg and you and I both at the same time type of thing, you know, instead of just wrestling one or the other. But that's what they're going to have to get creative and do. And the other thing is you do it in Carver Hawkeye Arena. Is the dates open? What's basketball got going on? And I'm sure Tom's scrambling today to try and figure something out, see what they can do, just similar like what they had to do when Oregon State was supposed to come town and couldn't get out of the airport, and we ended up getting Army on a Sunday instead. So that all worked out. So we'll see what happens. It'll be interesting.
It will. It will. Well, we were scheduled to talk Monday. I don't know if we will not now because there's no Midlands. So
yeah. So
maybe we'll be back at our appointed date in what the – that would be the first of the year. So ahead of Minnesota. How's that?
Yeah.
Unless something changes. That. Unless something changes.
Yeah. Just you let me know. You got my number. I got your number. My people will talk to your people, and we'll figure it out.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Happy holidays, right, man.
Yeah, thanks. Merry Christmas to you guys as well, too. Take care, guys. Thanks.
You bet. Mark Ironside, the Hall of Famer, joining us here on the Gym Class on KGYM. And our talk with Mark is brought to you by Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance. Let's get an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard in before we take a break and bring in Chris Liss of rotowire.com. Fantasy questions for football, welcome at 319-366-1600. Get those ready to go for Chris. And we will pass those along to him in a moment. But we want to get this scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
Yeah, we'll make it brief. 2 minutes left in the Liberty Northern Iowa basketball game over there in Hawaii. Started at 10 in the morning over there. Right now, you and I down 8 points. 2 minutes left trying to claw their way back into that particular ball game. Mentioned Texas A&M out of the Gator Bowl. Brett Bielema tweeting out, the head coach of Illinois, he's waiting by his phone. We'll see. Finally, congratulations to Williamsburg head coach Grant Eckenrod. Became the third Iowa High School wrestling coach to post 600 dual meet victories.
Yeah, congratulations to Coach Eckenrod. Good guy out there, no doubt about it. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and we will get you ready to go as far as fantasy football questions are concerned. 319-366-1600. Don't forget, before we get to a break here, that's Sunday, January the 9th, 2022. That is the date for the Z102.9 Wedding Show in downtown Cedar Rapids. It is located at the DoubleTree by Hilton Convention Complex, and it is chock full of terrific stuff. The event doors will open at 1 o'clock. The fashion show will start at 3:30. Instead of dragging out the wedding planning appointments over months, knock it out in all in one day at the Z102.9 Wedding Show on Sunday, January the 9th at the DoubleTree by Hilton Convention Complex. Take a break, come back, and talk to Chris after this here on KGYM.
Growing up on a farm, the youngest of 9 kids, Chris had to prove himself, and he did, in the fields and on the court. As a Regina and Simpson College basketball player, he got the nickname Shooter, and it stuck. People still call him Shooter, even now that he's a Coldwell Banker real estate professional. His work ethic, skill, resourcefulness, and 20-plus years working in HVAC design and construction in the Iowa City area have made Chris Lehman the perfect realtor to buy or sell your home with. Get in touch at shootershomes.com.
And that's when I realized it's called a hamburger, not a handburger, because you carry it with your hand. I was wrong, people. It's like that time I thought I couldn't make the perfect app for football. I was wrong again, people. All I had to do was make a sportsbook app where you can earn season rewards all Sunday long. Nobody's better at bettering things. is.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
In college football, Goodyear knows a new season means new possibilities, where every Saturday is an opportunity on the road to greatness. No matter if you're out there playing your hardest or cheering the loudest from the sidelines, tailgating in the parking lot, or your favorite spot to watch the game, Goodyear knows passion is what drives us forward all the way to the playoffs. That's the road that moves us. Goodyear. More driven.
Hey, Ray Magliozzi here. I'd like to carry more parts at my shop, but I just don't have the room. Every time I go in the back to get wiper blades, I trip over a dusty crate of Honda air filters, then bang my head on some GTO radiator hoses. eBay Motors never has that problem. They stock all the right parts at the right prices. 122 million of them, with everything from new headlights to vintage gear shifters. I can't imagine being able to stock 122 million parts. I mean, where would I get all those shelves? eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Back with you on the Gym Class at 345 here in KGYM. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com joining us right now. Get your questions ready to go for Chris at 319-366-1600. Text those to us right now, 319-366-1600. You can also pick up the phone and dial us up at that same number at 319-366-1600 here on this Wednesday edition of the show. And good luck to everybody out there setting lineups, Chris, right?
Yeah, it's going to be difficult with COVID and all the injuries and all that. Just so you know, I don't know if you heard, but the Team of Destiny died last week with the Cardinals. So I'm a little depressed. I had to do all my work this week, but I was a little less enthusiastic. With our share, I figured out 6 million divided by 23 was up to 260,000, and we hit zero. So it was tough. We're all right. It was a good run we had.
The Cardinals, the Lions put you out.
Yeah, they put us out. And it's always when you don't see it coming, you know. We agonized over these, 3- and 5-point favorites that we got by. And we had this 12.5-point favorite we thought was going to be easy. And, of course, we lost on that one.
Well, that's the way she goes. We're in the semifinals, though, Chris.
Nice. Okay, that's what's really important. So, are you a favorite or an underdog, Scott? What do you think?
I don't know. I don't even know who's playing. Mike Evans is hurt. Butker's out. So, we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. Hey, we're going to get money back. Yeah. That's a good thing. Not $263,000, I'm afraid. It's a little short of that.
That was our, you calculate your equity share, but in the you can't, a lot of survivor pools, you can split it up if your friends all agree. But in this one, it's like Vegas gaming board. It's very strict. They can only pay out one person.
That's a big check. That's a big check. 319-366-1600. Few questions coming in here. Keep them coming in. Again, that is 319-366-1600. Our first question, 7966, asking, need two in a non-PPR league. Keenan Allen, OBJ, CeeDee Lamb, Deebo Samuel, also need one to pair. Let's answer that one first.
I'd go Deebo and Keenan Allen.
Okay, and then also needs one to pair with Jonathan Taylor, Javonte Williams, Saquon Barkley, or Dylan?
I'd probably go Javonte, but, man, one of these days Barkley's going to go off. But I'd say probably Javonte wins.
It could be this weekend is fine if Barkley wants to finally have a great game.
I know. Come on. He had one great game against the Saints, and then next week he twisted his ankle against the Cowboys. He hasn't been the same.
91-20 on the text line. Brady or Rodgers this week, Chris?
I'm going Rodgers for sure. Browns have a good defense, but Brady's on the road against a tough defense, and his receivers are hurt.
What happened to Brady?
You ever think you'd see Brady getting shut out at home?
I took the Saints on the money line and against the spread, but I didn't think it would be 9-0. I thought that Brady would score. I mean, losing Godwin and Evans is pretty big because Antonio Brown, who will be back this week, is kind of a sleeper if he's out there for you guys. They didn't have any of those three guys, so they just he's thrown to a bunch of no-names, and New Orleans has a good defense.
Yeah, Evans, hopefully he's ready to go, but I'm not certain that's going to be the case right here 85-93. Lockett or Diggs in a PPR league?
I think I would go Lockett, assuming he's back. Diggs has got the Patriots.
True. But he had the best touchdown celebration of the week, although it did cost a fan in Buffalo $9 or $12 or whatever a beer is.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the price you pay.
Chris, this year setting a record for transactions for a lot of people?
Probably. I mean, you know, they changed the COVID rules because they had to. They would have just shut down the season. I mean, they couldn't keep up with it. And now they're just not testing asymptomatic vaccinated players, which means, you know, they don't even know. They don't care. But in a way, it's fair, right? I mean, if you go to a crowded restaurant, they're not testing the waiters and the staff. I mean, you know, it's like unless you're symptomatic, you know, no one bothers. So they had to do it, and I think it'll slow down a little bit because really, like, everybody was getting it, and they were just, you know, they're like a whole team sitting out, you know. So I think it is the most transactions I've ever seen. We certainly had the most player notes we've ever had a RotoWire in one day. But I do think they're going to slow it down a little bit.
Yeah, we'll see what the new protocols bring. 91-68 in a half-point PPR, Pollard or Wilson Jr.?
Which Wilson Jr.? Who's Wilson? Jeff Wilson?
It just says Wilson Jr.
Yeah, I mean, Pollard has a good matchup, but Zeke got, you know, looked better last week. I have to say Pollard because I don't know who the Wilson Jr. is. If it's Jeff Wilson, though, with Elijah Mitchell was just ruled out. So I'll say Jeff Wilson if that's what he's talking about.
Okay.
0-8-3-5 is in the PPR league. Darrell Henderson Jr. or A.J. Dillon?
Dillon.
And it was the San Francisco Wilson Jr., by the way.
Okay. There we go.
There you go. By the way, Mike Evans, the latest is that he was a non-participant today in Buccaneers practice.
That's a hamstring injury. You know, I mean, a hamstring injury can take a month. You never know. Those things are very troublesome for a wide receiver.
Yeah. And with everything going on and with all the transactions, with COVID, with players missing, you're seeing these guys trying to come back from hamstrings early, missing 1 week.
Yeah.
And that makes it even worse. So you might as well sit out, take your medicine, and just get completely healed.
Well, especially a Super Bowl contender, you know, like just get ready for the playoffs. You know, you might lose some seeding, but you're going to make the playoffs anyway.
53-12. Need one running back in a PPR league. Singletary or Amir Abdullah?
I got to go Singletary.
I just like saying Amir Abdullah.
Amir Abdullah actually plays a bit, though, because, Chuba Hubbard's not great, and that's all they got.
True.
Chris, a lot of folks are going to get involved in postseason fantasy games, and the ones I've been in, you want to take somebody that's probably going to be in for more than one or two rounds. So this leads me to the question, a couple teams you trust in that regard.
I mean, it's wide open this year. I like the Packers to do at least pretty well. I think they'll be the one seed. I think they're the best team. Their defense has been a lot better this year. In the AFC, I like the Chiefs. I think those would be the popular teams, though. So a lot of times in these drafts, you have to kind of get the stack. So, you know, you want to get a lot of guys from the same team so that team does well, you're going to win. They're going to get a lot of games. So you need some sleeper teams, right? I mean, it's hard to get a lot of Packers or Bucks or Chiefs. I think the Colts can get Jonathan Taylor and Michael Pittman. That's a nice little stack. I think some other teams, you know, I think the Rams. I mean, people will be on the Rams, but, you know, if you can get Cooper Kupp and Stafford, that's a really good stack. I think those are two sleepers. I mean, Dallas is kind of a sleeper because their defense is so good. But it's really wide open. I mean, you could stack, like, you know, Cincinnati Bengals, and who knows? I mean, it's so wide open in the AFC. Bills, another team that could make a run.
Do I go with Sony Michel over Barkley because the Giants? I mean, Glennon was awful.
Well, Glennon's out. It's now Jake Fromm in his first ever start. I don't know if that's going to be any better, but at least it's not Glennon. Glennon is just abominable. I mean, it's just I don't even know what they were thinking. But I hear you. It's hard. the day you sit Barkley, he's going to go off. But Sony Michel's good, and he got the most of the carries, and you know he's got a good matchup against the Vikings. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Go with your gut, Scott. I'm not gonna say it's right or wrong.
All right, very good. A lot of questions that people are going to have, and you just said a little bit ago that you guys have been putting so many updates out there and writing so much right now, and this is going to come down to Sunday morning with a lot of questions, and just to let people know all the latest information they can get on Sunday morning at rotowire.com.
Yeah, of course, get all the COVID and injury stuff. rotowire.com/try is a free 10-day trial. You don't need to pay for it. You can check out everything we have. 10 days it'll lapse and you'll have to make a decision. But again, it's rotowire.com/try.
Yeah, but check it out. We do give you that out there. All right, Chris, hey, best of luck. Sorry the team went down, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks. You too, Scott. Take care.
All right. Chris Liss of rotowire.com joins us each Wednesday. His appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications. We'll take a quick break, come back, and have a Bowling Night in America preview for you after this.
Let's get one thing straight. There's no one dedicated to getting it done like Cross Country Mortgage. They've got the best closers in the game, full stop. Who else do you know that can close a home in 21 days or less? With the team chemistry the Cross Country Mortgage loan officers have, a homeowning win couldn't be more certain. We're talking every type of loan, reno, refi, jumbo, and more. Visit ccm.com to close your mortgage. Cross Country Mortgage, dedicated to getting it done.
Cross Country Mortgage LLC, NMLS 3029, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org, Equal Housing Opportunity.
If you're a business owner, it can be tough to hire top talent for your team, especially when you're competing with other businesses to find the right people. So how can you get the hiring edge? ZipRecruiter. Next Key marketing manager, Erin Harchi, loves ZipRecruiter's invite to apply. She says, quote, "They get my job posting in front of the right people. I instantly see great candidates, and I can invite them to apply to my job." See for yourself. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/GREENY, to try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym.
And it is Bowling Night
Since
in America.
The first to make wiper Whoop. Blades over.
What happened? Sorry about that. It is Bowling Night in America, Mark, and it's alumni night tonight. It'll be good to have you out on the lanes tonight.
Yeah, I think most of us will make it out there to cheer you guys on against no opponent. The Rusty Nails, one of those weeks that Bowling the Blind, because we have only 13 teams in the league, and basically have to bowl against ourselves. And it'll be fun to see the boys and maybe a little Christmas cheer. How about that? By the way, UNI has fallen to Liberty 76-74.
That's too bad. That's too bad. Yeah. Yeah, we bowl the blind. So what do we got to do? We got to get within, 10 of our average? Or what? Remind me.
That's correct.
This.
Yep.
Okay. All right. We'll try to do that tonight. See if we can get her done. How's that? And we are to the holiday times right now, and a lot of family in town. And just to let you know, May City Bowl, they hear you out there. If you need something to do, you got little kids, they'll put bumpers up for you. Just give them a call out there, right, Mark?
Yeah, definitely call ahead for availability, 362-0136. You can always visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
Yeah, and we will have a wrap-up of how we do if we go 30 for 30 coming up tonight. That's always the goal in this evening. All right, Mark, have a great night. We'll see you out there, and Rusty and everybody as well. So we'll talk tomorrow. Kevin Lehman, the coach, will join us coming up on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class. Thanks, everybody. Stay tuned. Todd and Alex coming your way next.
Vivid Seats, your ticket to hold on to your hat, edge of seat sitting, bases loaded, two out,